Blog Talk Radio.
Sounds of the Living Water Radio Show. Sounds of the Living Water. Sounds of the Living Water. Sounds of the Living Water Radio Show.
We teach the Bible from Genesis to Revelation. Preach the gospel unto the scattered nations. So many people are lost, it's time to be awakened. Come out of this world, it's ran by Satan. Through the Most High's laws, flee from things pagan. Understanding the word of Yah is really breathtaking. Under His love, recovering is so amazing. Thank you each day, so now let's praise Him. Do things in unity, you and me. You wanna know what we talking about? Come and see. It's time to be deeply rooted up like a tree. You want the truth, it will set you free.
Sounds of the living water. Sounds of the living water, sounds of the living water, radio show. Sounds of the living water, sounds of the living water, sounds of the living water, radio show. Sounds of the living water, sounds of the living water, sounds of the living water, radio show. Sounds of the living water. Sounds of the living water, sounds of the living water, radio show.
Amen, amen, amen. Hallelujah. All praises to the Most High God. In the name of Jesus Christ, all praises. Man, the Father is so merciful, man. Ah, we on top of the grass. You know, we can have a Bible study in His name, you know, and we can be on so many other things other than His word. So, amen, all praises to the Lord for putting it on our hearts to even want to be in His word. In Jesus' name, man. Welcome to another episode of the Sounds of Living Waters from Job Israel of Commission Ministries Bible Study Class, also of the Commonwealth of Israel Bible Study Class. We are dealing with the first fruits of the Spirit, you know, more in Bible study. Why are we calling it the first fruits of the Spirit? Well, most of us identify the fact that the first fruits came when Jesus died on the cross, and then, you know, the apostles start testifying of the fruits of the Spirit. That's true, but that's not where it was first mentioned. That's what I'm getting at. And the thing is that we're getting at the foundation of where it began. So if we can go back to that, just maybe we can recover enough for ourselves to stand before God. You know what I mean? Well, hey, look, let's just, if we can, brothers and sisters, if you can stand face to Jerusalem, brothers, if you can uncover your heads, and sisters, if you can, cover your heads, to your post to Father. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done in earth, as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. Forgive us of our debts as we forgive our debtors, and lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever, in Jesus' name. Heavenly Father, have mercy on our sins and allow us into your kingdom. Father, have mercy and send forth both physical and spiritual gifts upon us. Father, have mercy on our teachers, our elders, and our brethren and their families. Father, have mercy on them that don't know you, God, but delight in blessing us because they see your light and kindness upon us, Father. Have mercy on them and their families as well. And Father, have mercy on our children and our children's children and their family. And Father, have mercy and send forth the Holy Spirit and give us a mind to perceive and eyes to see and ears to hear and a mouth to speak your word with wisdom, knowledge and understanding and the faith to perform them. And Father, have mercy on them that hear us and send forth your Holy Spirit upon them as well. And give them too a mind to perceive and eyes to see and ears to hear, and a mouth to speak your word with wisdom, knowledge, and understanding, and faith to perform it. In Jesus' name we pray that your mercies endure forever. Amen. Amen, amen, amen. Welcome again to another episode of The Sounds of Living Waters. First truth, man, and the first truth is that, you know, these things came with Adam. We've seen when we identify Adam, man, we identify Adam like, you know, he the end of the planet, Jack. And no, man, so many great things came from him. You know, Adam was God. He was like Jesus here. Because he wasn't the one of a man and a woman. He was created. And so was the Christ. So Adam was like the first Jesus, Jack. So we don't give him enough credit. If we did, then we respect ourselves probably a little more than what we need. To me, Adam was the first Samson. I mean, how can Samson even exist without Adam having that strength in him? So my take is that Adam, because there was no fear of death in Adam, period, that made him maybe, who knows, 10 times stronger than Samson. No. Who knows? We don't give Adam enough. I mean, even Eve, she has to be as strong as Samson too. Before, you know, seeing entering into the garden, it didn't say her strength was taken away. It just said some of her mental stabilities just got a little just out of place. That makes her reliant to her husband or a brother to keep her straight. So, how do we get off of that? Because we had the same power. You know, we both created in the image of God. So we in the beginning, this is both for us. You know, they ain't just Adam, because he said male and female created he them. So all these things belong to both of us. There is a seniority process because he said this. He said he created man in his image. So that means he first. If he first, that means it's a two. You can't be a one if you two. You see? So we got to stop that. That's right. You know, we got to stop that. It is what it is. It'll always be that. So, with that being said, let's read this. Let's pick this up in Genesis chapter 1 and 26. And we, man, dictionary app, man. I'll post it later. I remember. But anyway, this is Genesis chapter 1 and 26. And it said this, and God said, let us make man in our image after our likeness, and let them have dominion over the fish of the sea, over the fowl of the air, over the cattle, over all the earth, over every creeping thing that creepeth upon the earth. So God created man in his own image. In the image of God created he him, male and female created he them. And God blessed them, and God said unto them, be fruitful and replenish the earth and subdue it, and have dominion over the fish of the sea, over the fowl of the air, over every living thing that moveth upon the earth. So, those are the first fruits of the Spirit. You know, before we sinned against God, he gave these things. And so what we're doing is like going through each and every last one of them, kind of like, if I could say meticulously, you know, so we can get try to get a better grasp when he said or when he spoke these things on us or when he wrote these things concerning us, that we will have these things in us, which is an innate, because we're just created in this image. So it's, that's it. So these things belong to us, you know. And the enemy don't want us to believe that these things do, but if we believe that we're created in his image, then we have dominion over all of that. So those things belong to us. We created in the image of God. Even the woman, male and female, created he, him, and he blessed them. He didn't just say, yo, Adam, that's it. No, he said he blessed them. And so let's go back up to the top of that, man. Let's go back to, it says, and God said, let us make man in our image. So we did this one right. So I'm telling everybody that if you want to hear the top of this precept, then you want to go back and review some of these earlier precepts, that, like the image, man. That blew my mind on so many levels, because it opened up the door to me that, because he said image is a root for imagination. And imagination is a root for dream. He created here a portal here so he can talk to us in our dreams. What? Right here in imagination, image right there. Then after likeness, right, then he created in the image of ourselves and our kinsmen and our family members and, we create this affinity, you know, it's a beautiful thing. And then what I'm saying is, we're not going back through the beautiful things, you know. And he said this, he said, oh, when we was right here, we just, we gave, let us make man in our image and let them have dominion. We was here in dominion, right? So that's what we're going to pick it back up at, because, you know, most brothers and sisters that know me, man, and know that I just be coming off the side of my head on a lot of things that just get my attention, man. Like, the earth is flat. And you got people that believe that, man, and I can't agree with that, because that means time ain't consistent. You know, if you say the earth is flat, then that's a time warp, one, right? Because it can't return. And if it do, it's a warp, because it's a flat surface. So it will always be felt. So that'd be contrary to gravity. You see, so no. And then here, we're going to really see how he did this. You know, if when he talk about dominion, man, it comes to this, right? Because the seasons change. You know, if you created an image of God, you have control over the elements. Ask Jesus. If Jesus could do it, Adam could do it, because he was created in the image of God. He couldn't think of nothing else but to do it. He just never seen failure. He never seen a failure. He never seen a defect of nothing. So everything he received was top shelf. So there was no fear, Adam, period. This was the first Jesus. And that was the Christ walking on the water. Man, Adam did that too. How else can God show him the great whales and all them things? And Adam give him a name. You know, but because Peter had fear of death, he sunk. There, Adam didn't have fear of death. He walked on water with God. Seen all of it, man. Rode on tornadoes like Elijah. You know, seen the whole planet. Because he said he gave us dominion, right? over the entire earth, so he had to see it to know what he even talking about. So let's look at this word dominion. All right, those of us that's digital, it's dictionary.com. Dictionary.com. Those of us that listen on Facebook, my brothers and sisters that's tuned in from Facebook, I'm put this on my wall right quick, and y'all can snatch this link off my wall. All right,
okay.
Just did it. Okay, and it says this. It says rule, dominion, right? Rule, authority, right? So you got rule and authority on the earth. So Satan and his angels is down here. They're out of there. They're from heaven. So they've been cast out of their realm. They're in ours now. So they're in subjection to us. So there's no fear of devils either if we really understand, if we believe in them things. You know, I believe in him because he said this right here. Whatsoever is on the earth that creepeth upon the earth. And he said that he's on his belly. So what can you, I'm in agreement. Right? All right. So it says government, politics, diplomacy. The land governed by one ruler or government. So when he spoke this word in the beginning, he said that there was going to be things like this. And that they're going to have a ruling king, like the kingdom of God is set up like this. It got a government, right? And those of us that's going to come up in the first resurrection is going to be sitting on thrones with God. That's going to be the government of the kingdom to come. That is to say, the one when the Father come down and everything has been passed over. You know, the Great White Throne Judgment, those of us that survived the Great White Throne Judgment, you have been passed over. Now, you can take part in the Passover. Because that's when the Father come down. That's the only time it came down was on the Passover. Jesus was on the cross. That's the only other time he came down from heaven. So it said this, it said, but the angels, right, they're on this planet. So we got dominion over him, them, right? So anyway, it goes on. It says land governed by one ruler, spear. This is what we jumped off in right here, you know, the southern end. But I'm going to read some more things. And it says this, spear of influence, area of control. So now we're dealing with area or a time and space thing. You know, whatever it is, whether it's physical or spiritual, it is area of control, right? You have dominion of your area in control. That's given to you from the foundation of the world. This is why you have these gifts of the Spirit in the New Testament, that people actually performing these things because they're here. And it says this, it says sphere of influence, area of control, historical terms, names formerly applied to self-governing divisions of, and it says law, right? Let's see, power to govern, sovereign, authority, right? The act and the fact of ruling, domination, right? This is where Rome and stuff like that came in. The King David, Egypt even did it. The great man, they've been on before the flood, they did it. They had domination. It says, territory subject to control of a single ruler of government, right? Okay, we here. All right, so this is all given to God, all given to us from God from the beginning. People ask why I don't vote, because if God set it up from the beginning, he's setting up these kings for the end. So my take is, why am I voting against the kings when God is setting them up? What if I cast my lot and the king that I thought was going to win, right? I cast my lots on the other king. I just voted against God. So that's just my little thing. Because he set up kings and he bring them down. So I don't have an opinion in that. Anyway, so, right. Dominus or power through legal authority. So he gave us these things that he said that were called laws and statutes. There it is. It says, let's see, parliamentary, that's another form of government, highest rank of authority, right? Sovereign, a sovereignty, reign, rule, authority, domination of a monarch. This is real, this is all liberty right here. Royal, right? Reign. That's true liberty. Because anything under this is in subjection. So, let's see. Administration, district, administrative divisions, territorial divisions. So we had these things in government and society and stuff like that. We got this in here because he spoke that in the beginning. Have dominion over the entire earth. You see, have dominion over the earth. It says this. It says borders. So this is why you have California, New Mexico, Washington, things like that. This is why you got Indiana, Illinois, and Wisconsin, things like that. You got borders. And so he called this here. You see, so this is also law being fulfilled through man because he spoke this in existence. It wouldn't exist if he didn't say it. That's what I'm getting at. So to say that, you know, that we're not in prophecy and that the New Testament is bogus is to insult the intelligence of how of conversation right here of this, of law, dominion. These are the things that pertain to law. So it's a congressional district, right? This is all law. Developmental, you know, high education. You know, he just said you're gonna have dominion. You're gonna have dominion in education. Developmental is education, or the development of a society. You know, in itself. You see whether it's going to be holy or righteous. You know, ask King David rule over Solomon Gomorrah, right? We got choices. So his rule to that rule, we have to understand either or, you can develop those consciousness. That's why they exist, because they was wrote in the laws here. So those things exist. That's why they exist. Right. I forgot what that heard. Anyway, it says, enclosed territory, district, foreign territory, territory under jurisdictions, resident community, and jurisdiction and mandated. All right, good. So you see that all this is written in paper, man. The enemy can't take nothing from us because all this is written on our behalf. You see, all of this is written on our behalf. This is written for us. For us to stand on, he don't have nothing to do with this. If we believe these things, we got power over the enemy, over our house, over our dominion. Through prayer, through that portal that we ask God to remember us, man. And he said he created us in his image, and he said, and that's before in his likeness. Why? Because we will always be in his spirit first. See? So, man. Hey, anyway, wow. Resident area, residential district, community. And once again, when you come up in the first resurrection, it ain't just like going to be just 12 dudes, man. It's going to be an entire population of people from Adam all the way down. Because I got to see. I know Noah's dad is going to be in the first resurrection because he died 777. Sevens, man. Everything is respected around seven. Even in Vegas, 777 is respected. He was, that's how old he was when he died. So I know he got to be coming up in the first resurrection because he's going to take part in the seventh day. Now he got seven. He got three sevens on his name, and he not gonna be there. I don't think so. I think Noah's father, Lamech, is going to be in the first resurrection. So these things, what I'm talking about is like brothers and sisters that perform these things before we was even thought of after the fact of Jesus Christ and the first resurrection and the apostles. These things are our foundations if we can go back and reach for these things, you know, because they're there. Because these are the things really that we were supposed to be trying to get, because those things is our core, I should say. We were created in this. So, I guess that's part of the armor, right? To be part of the armor. You know, or the armor, I should say. It can be the armor in entirety. You know, the armor of God that we're supposed to put on every day that's spoken of in Ephesians. This can be it, right? And it's the government of God that we have dominion over everything around us, right? He didn't just say to your ruler, he said, every man and woman. You know, I ain't talking about that we try to have dominion over each other, because then how can the ruler, you know, have inherit the earth? So that's contrary. No, we can all get along. That's why you can. Man, you brothers missed out on that. That tonic water, that ginger tree is woo. Association state, reign, possession, trust, territory. Okay, good. We got that. Wait. For my brothers and sisters that are flat earthers, right? All right. Now, guess what? Tell us here that even in his dominion, watch this, the earth is round. Watch this. I'm not going to leave you guys off the table. It says, where was that at? Spear. Let's see, I read all of those things. And, okay. Okay, spear, right? This is for my flat earth, right? Because, you know, dominion is here too, right? Okay, for my flat earth, if you saying that the earth is flat, then they got to fall in the laws of dominion, not what we want to put to this. They got to fall in the mindset and in all probabilities of dominion, right? Okay. That's what you gotta come to understanding of. To my flat earthers, it says this. A mathematic, a three-dimensional surface, all points of equal distance from the fixed point. That's 360. Time. They just told you what time looked like right here. This is what we got, north, south, east, and west. 360. This is why your clock constantly go back to 12. This is why the earth rotate around the sun, because of the gravitational pull of the cosmos, which is man, which got the heavens rotating. So man, truly gravity, man, is was created before the heavens. Because the heavens go in a circle. So the heavens is going in circles, which is the testimony of eternity. And then you got, our solar system going around the sun, which is a testimony that there is a gravitational pull that's pulling in circles, which happened to be before all things. It had to exist before all things, or else those things would be circling in the, like they are. It's like things go in a circular area. So if it's going circular, that means that it's round. All fixed points. 360. Can't get around it. That's how time is fixed. You can't blow that mission. Or else there's no summer and there's no winter. It'll just be one season flat out. You can't testify that there's two seasons because they won't exist. But every season, it recovers. You go right back to square block one. You go back and start over. That's what it does. So look at this. What else it says? And I'm not trying to be facetious. I am trying to be encouraging, right? It says, mathematical three-dimensional surface, all points which is equivalent distance from a fixed point, a spirit, a spiritual object or figure, still body. So he spoke that we was going to have a spiritual body under dominion. Really? What? He told us right here that we was going to change. So he had to have told Adam he was going to be turned to him too. Celestial? Yep. Wow. So celestial is up under dominion. So if I look at the celestial, then I got to consider the celestial, right? So if the celestial is rotating at around the sun as it should. And get this, 9 objects are in our solar system. What do you mean? You got not 8 planets, and then the last one, which is Pluto, which is 9, is a floating ice cube, which is a testimony that the end of time is water, because that's where he put time at, in between the waters. That's why we have a sun and a moon in the firmament. Right here. He put time in the firmament, which was inside of eternity. Because the sun and the moon, the water barriers separate eternity. Light can penetrate the waters because you can't see heaven, which is where eternity is. Right. But this thing here, dominion, he said, we had all of this. On this planet, the angels that was in heaven there that are here now have no dominion over us. So we shouldn't even be fearing nothing like that. No, all the monster movies and all that with the devils coming out of hell and all that and eating people and tearing them apart, that should be a big-time conversation or a joke. That should be a joke. That should be hysterical. Now, I'll give you one fool for thought, and I'm going to tell you one fool for thought. I mean, one fool for thought, right? I'm not fool for thought. I'm telling you, The Walking Dead, right? People say that this flick is about a bunch of zombies that's eating people. They don't have an esophagus. Whose intestines is riding out, so where your appetite is. Gauging the bodies in what they're giving us, far as what a zombie looked like, then his jaw muscles would be nothing. It wouldn't even have any. So all of this is like, that's nothing. You know, that's what I'm getting at. So what's the point of even seeing something that they don't even exist like that? Because that's stupid. You see, it can't even coexist. Nothing like that, you know. But we have people that are lawless that you have to be careful about, because the Lord said they bite and devour one another, and they're among us. They say they belong among the camp. says they are the children of God. And they fight and devour one another. Those are them. But anyway, it's not about that. It's about the world being lawless, without a government, without military, things like that. That's really what it's about, how man will do that. And, okay, enough of the, I mean, what's the end of it, man? You know, this man, law's going to rule over, you know, this garbage, right? Whatever. I know God came and will. So anyway, so dominion is this, is that, oh, spirit, right? Spirit, that's what we're doing. You're still under spirit. It says three-dimensional closed surface that such that every point on a surface is equidistant form of given point, the center. A solid figure bounded by this surface or is enclosed by it. See, there go gravity right there. See, gravity was created. Okay, anyway, or else you don't have Pleiades. That is to say, it's a cluster of stars that's in the book of Job that he called Orion or Pleiades. He said, can you loose the bonds Orion, right, or bind Pleiades? Well, Pleiades is a free-flowing galaxy, and Orion is a galaxy that's full of this gravity that is so great. It'll crush our solar system. And that's in the book of Job. And that's what the scientists found out about those two stars that written in the book of Job. He said, can you loose one or can you close the other one? Well, the one that he said you can't loose has a gravity point that can crush our solar system. That's written in the book of Job. Literally. So he said, and heavenly objects such as the planet, there we go, natural satellites, stars, that's why we're filling the heavens with those things now, because he gave us dominion of these things, even a firmament, man, or else there wouldn't be no things like that, like airplanes, they wouldn't exist, airplanes wouldn't exist. If we didn't have control over the firmament, which is the second heaven, you know, the earth is the first heaven. That 100th of a second off of the earth is the second heaven to the water barrier, which is above the cosmos, right? All this is heaven that he said he called in the midst, right? So all this is moving in a rotation. So once again, you got Pluto, the last thing that's out there is a floating ice cube that's in our solar system that God did separate the heavens and the waters because he left a witness in our solar system that's called Pluto, which is a floating ice cube, which is exactly 9 planets away from the sun, right? And get this. How long do it take for a woman to have a child? What is that time window? Exactly 9 months. 9 months exactly. So that's a witness that time was written with consciousness because the solar system is governed by laws as well. See, so you can't say this is a big accident, like a big bang, and then say, you know, we all became here on a goof, and everything is flowing on a law that never fails, right? Because it's always winter and summer. I know people want to say that there's a fall and a winter. I'd call them equinox, you know, but I wouldn't say there's a fall and a spring. I call it what it is, winter and summer, because that's all in the book. We don't hear nothing about spring or fall. We don't know. There's no seasonal attributions to the Bible or the 1611 that have anything with spring or fall. So we don't have that conversation. We had this conversation, spring and winter. That's it. I mean, summer and winter. That's it. So 6 months increments. All right, 6 months of summer, 6 months of winter. Give you what? 12. There we go. 360. How can you say the earth is flat? When we're surrounded by time, even in the calendar month, right? So we can't even, this, that conversation can't even exist because we're saying that time don't exist if we go with that conversation. You can't do it, right? Astronomy. It says Ptolemaic and Capricornian systems in astronomy. One of these series of revolving hollow globes, what? Revolving hollow globes, right? You got, what do we got? Revolving around what? We got the planets revolving around the sun, which is a globe because it's round. The sun is round, so the solar system is revolving around the sun that's being motivated by the gravity, higher heavens, in a centricity, so to say. All of it. Like the water flows go around the earth, the waters above the heaven that he has separated, they go around the universe, like, or the cosmos. Like, they flow. And like we looked it up, we live in waters, right? We went and looked at it. They even told us what it looked like, right? So, anyway, it says, what else it says? A globe, arranged concentrinity, arranged, on whose transparent surface the sun, oh, okay, there you go. That's a good mention. Particular field of activity, government, social class, stratum of society, surrounded or encircled, the place aloof or in the heaven. Surrounded or encircled? That's time. He's telling us that we're surrounded and encircled by law, by dominion. This is why flat earth can't have that conversation. Can't have it. Can't have it. Not with this. Can't have it. So I'm not trying to, you know, be facetious or anything like that. I'm just saying that it just can't coexist. That's more of a theory of a Big Bang and Darwin, man. If you want to hold that, okay, that's between you and God, but you can't say that's from the Bible. Not that. You see, and then say, is this at the same time? You can't. Surround or encircle, a place aloof in the heaven. So somewhere in heaven, right? Now, God, man, I'm going to tell you, God talked to Job more about the creation than I could say almost as much as Moses, you know. And when he talked to him, man, he was laying it out there. This is Isaiah. Look what he gave to him. He said Isaiah 40 and yeah, let's just get to the point. Isaiah 40 and 21. Have you not known? Have you not heard? Have you not been told you from the beginning, right? So have you not understood from the foundations of the earth? It is he that sitteth upon the circle of the earth. Nope, can't get around it. There it is. Earth is a circle. I mean, if you want to fix up, we want to fix our minds like that, then we're going to be blowing time up. You can't blow time up. Time is a witness unto itself. Then it said mathematically that it has to reach again to a center point. guess what? 12 plus 12 plus 12. 12 plus 12 is 24. Can't get around it. Right? Perfect day. 12 and 12. Can't get around it. 24. So we're surrounded by time. That's the whole, all of us. All of us is from the States to India to Africa to Arabia, all of us, Asia, all of us is surrounded in time. So time is motivating all of us. Like in Asia, it's a day ahead of us right now, you know. And the Middle East is a day almost ahead of us. So we're all surrounded by that time because eventually we're going to walk into that time window, you see, in our different times. But whatever time it is, it doesn't matter because we've been given subjection. We've been given dominion in each time window, whatever we exist in. It doesn't matter, you know, which is so cool. That's why you do have a government in Asia that exists at 10 hours before, you know. And I think that's cool. I think that's really cool that you can have a government like Israel right now that's like 10 hours in front of us. You know, this existence that was written under dominion, that comes under feet, a spear, you know, that this government can exist in time 10 hours before we get there. He wrote that. So, it is he that sitteth upon the circle of the earth. And the inhabitants thereof are as grasshoppers. He stretches out the heavens as a curtain and spreadeth them out as a tent to dwell in. That is. Is 2 o'clock. Okay. Right. 13 is 1, 14 is 2. Oh, I'm sorry. I started adding 1400, because you got that time that's coexist 1400, like right now, right? It's 12 o'clock in New York, right? No, let's do this. In another hour, it's going to be 1 o'clock p.m. in New York, if we will say that, right? But here is the double, here's that rule or that dominion in time that he's showing us that he has, right? Not only is it 1 o'clock p.m. in New York, but it's 1300 also. Either or, it's going to come back to a fixed point. Both of them is going to come to a fixed point. So when it go to 1300, it's going to go to 2359, and then it's going to start over at the brand new day. That's a fixed point. That's what he called endomene. He spoke that in existence. That's why he has those things there. That's why we can, this earth can turn, and our time window will become their time window because they're 10 hours ahead, which is way out. You can't have that with a flat earth, that day time window will actually interact with ours because we would never coexist because we are always coexisting in a time window because they're always being 10 hours in front of us. So, What was it? Spirit. Round body whose surface is at all points. Enclosed as a sphere, the former sphere, placed among heavenly spheres. So, case of point, there it is. So it confirmed, science just confirmed that the cosmos is a circle, a big marble, man. Like a marble. If you look at a marble, the most fascinating things about marbles when I was a child is that they always look like something in heaven. To me, always looked like something in heaven, man. And as a kid, man, we used to collect some of the coolest marbles, man, because we used to play marbles, you know. And then we play for them for each other, you know. So, man, we had some really nice marbles, man. If I could say that, right? Everybody like, man, this dude is wigged out. That's true. But yeah, we did. And so, to me, all of them looked like the stars in heaven. Now, get this right. Because the stars in heaven are like the different colors of the jewels on the planet, like sapphires, you know, rubies and diamonds and stuff like that, right? Even gold reflects light. So, get this, a ruby, someone has probably the biggest ruby in the planet. Never seen the billion, never see it, will never see the light of it. Never. You just own it. But you will never see the light of it. Not without God shining through it. You know, that ruby has never seen the light of God. If God light shines through that thing, it's a whole brand new planet. That's the color of a ruby or something to that effect. That's, to me, what the planets are when it comes to God. Like the thing, models there, like, you know, we used to put on the ground and play with. These things are that, you know, that if he actually shined through it, we'll see a real, like a sardis for what it really looked like, an emerald for what it really looked like, topaz for what it really looked like. We will see it for what it really looked like, for the light of God is shining through it. Till then, stones. They're just stones. Well, all the planets are resemblance of those things. So if they resemblance of those things, then they're a testimony of time. What do you mean? Because some of these planets' light from the Earth is 4 or 5 billion years, light years from this planet. Took 4 billion years to get here. Where that light come from? Where that planet come from? Earth? Cosmos? When they become stars? Sun and the moon, we lit up. Question, how much power did it take to fire up the moon? I mean, you know, we're gonna talk about God. And we want to talk about who he is, and we want to keep putting him in our box, then put this in my box and let me know if you had an answer for this, then you could put me in your box. How much power it took for God to fire up the sun? That's my question to you. Then if you can tell me that, I believe on whatever God you tell me. Until then, the God I believe in, then he did that. That's all she wrote. I can read that. I can read that in this Bible. It's light to the sun. And I don't know how much power it took, but I know. He said, I have dominion over that. So if he said that I'm going to get a celestial body, then one day I'm going to have that kind of power to fire up something like that. I don't think that's a bad deal. I really don't. I don't think that's a bad deal to trade for sin. What if he offers you something like that and you give it up just for the flesh? Would that make you a real sellout? Would that make us a sellout? because we gave up that kind of power because we didn't believe. Ooh, we wouldn't be believing that. I guess so. excuse me. Oh, my God. Maybe I guess I got to just, I got to be a believer because I must not. I just seen that, so I couldn't be a believer if I knew that that was sad. So I myself, I must not be a believer. Because that just hit me. Right? Wow. So I guess we all got to increase our faith. You know, so I believe in more in the God, you know, and not in technology. Even though we can use it to the benefit of the Word of God and things like that, we can't let it rule us. So let me wrap this up on fear. Excuse me. Man, brothers and sisters, I'm telling you. Go to Walmart. Which can you go? Buy you that print fever free tonic water. And don't forget to get the ginger. Amen. So, what else it says? It says environment. Well, there it is. That's self-explanatory. We've been talking about it all morning. Environment. Winter and summer. Boom. There it is. We wouldn't even have it. The earth is flat because it just continued. Because if the earth is flat, that means just keep going. You know, just straight ahead like that. So no, that can't coexist with this conversation. You know. It says this. Okay, let me see. Preserve, providence, responsibility. Really? Responsibility is in this conversation? So did I not just catch that? Under dominion, right, is responsibility. So you have a responsibility, period. So under dominion is responsibility. So responsibility is this. Can't be responsible of anything that don't have order. So how can I not be a God if there was no order? See, that kills that Big Bang Theory. Because the law testifies against it. The law itself testifies against the Big Bang and the Flat Earth Theory. Brothers and sisters, this is that thing. You got to be careful of, you know, the next new thing, man. Because to me, I think that Christopher Columbus has myself. But it is what it is. I'm not, you know, I'm not a gospel or anything like that. I just, from what I always knew, man, Christopher Columbus came up with that. That's it. And then when I heard that, you know, some people that was supposed to be conscious was going along with that madness, I was like, wait a minute, the earth is going backwards? When did that happen? You know, I thought we outgrew that with Christopher Columbus. But that's another conversation. Anyway, so we see that these things, man, to my flat earthers, man, I'm moving on. We can't do that. Can't have that conversation. Because the law would testify against it. As we just seen. As we just seen right here. that responsible God, DJ. Globe, spirit of influence, spiritual, right? Geographic area. Geographic region, geographic area, geographic region, aspects, all aspects, right? North, South, East, aspects, I'm serious. Facets, department, round shape, a shape curve that without sharp angles, it says round shape. I'm telling you, I'm looking at this on the sphere, this round shape. So even after identifying that the earth is round, it also identified that time was round. This dictionary is bananas, man, when it comes to the word of God. Yeah, round shapes, conglobinal, globe, orb, ball, pearl, round shaped, celestial, sphere, inferior, firmament. What? Firmament is under that? There it is, heaven, vault of heaven, Wilkins. You know what? I'm not even going to pretend I know what that was. What is Wilkins? Wilkins, pronounce it, it's pronounced separate. Wilkins, right? Yep, Wilkins. It said, vault of heaven, sky, the upper air. There it is. So this is just another way to pronounce, you know, air. Which, by the way, air couldn't come until the fourth day when he created the sun, because without the sun, you don't have oxygen to burn upon the waters to create the vapors that create the air. So air technically cannot exist until the fourth day. I'm not saying life, because water is in life. Life is in water, I should say. So the water that we actually have could be a portion of the water that's from heaven, because all that water brought forth life, which is the birds, the fish, and everything, and that. And even us, the cattle, all that stuff, man, came from water. All of us came from water. So, man, maybe this is actually the water that's in heaven. But he said it's clear. It's clear as crystal. You see, this is that thing. All right. So, let's see. An apparent surface of an imaginary sphere on which celestial bodies appear to be protected. What? Celestial sphere, oh man, I can't pronounce this word. What is this? Empty rain. What? Empty rain. That's what that is. Kidding me. Yep. Empyrean. Empyrean. The highest reaches of heaven. Ooh, that's what this is. If this word is spelled E-M-P-Y. E-R-R-E-A-N, the highest reaches of heaven, believed to be by the ancients of the realms of the pure fire of light, or light. Ooh, oh my God. And it says, in the abode of God and angels in paradise, the sky. There it is. In relating to an empyrean of ancient beliefs. Right. This is a good dig. That was a good, pretty good dig. All right. Look. With that being said, man, we want to thank everybody for their time. Hope it edifies someone. And, man, as we say here at the Sound for Living Water, please, man, just understand that the first fruits did not come with Jesus. The first fruits came with Adam. Right? And we just got to acknowledge that. You got to get past ourselves when it comes to him, you know, and just accept the fact that, man, he's our father. And all those gifts came from him. Because God created him with it. So be honest about what we should be thanking him, you know, for whatever things that God blessed us with, because it's all from him, you know. So with that being said, man, once again, man, brothers and sisters, we read your Bibles, and Shalom.
Sounds of the Living Water Radio Show.
Genesis to Revelation, preach the gospel unto the scattered nations. So many people are lost, it's time to be awakened. Come out of this world, it's ran by Satan. Through the Most High's laws, flee from things pagan. Understanding the word of Yah is really breathtaking. Under his love and covering is so amazing. Thank you each day, so now let's praise him. Do things in unity, you and me. You wanna know what we talking about, come and see. It's time to be deeply rooted up like a tree. You want the truth, it will set you free.
Sounds of the living water. Sounds of the living water. Sounds of the living water. Radio show. Sounds of the living water. Sounds of the living water. Sounds of the living water. Radio show. Sounds of the living water. Sounds of the living water. Sounds of the living water. Radio show. Sounds of the living water. Sounds of the living water. Sounds of the living water. Radio show.